Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively getting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. I'm taking a yogic exhale after doing our crazy Crab Cake Row, a cup of Super Bowl. We're going to be taking the Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery. I'll still have a handful of these 10 times the cashers to give away. I did have a 10 times a $2 winner back on the tour. We're going to be getting it back out with Fadley's on Fridays for baseball season. I know they're going to have a home run riches contest at the Maryland Lottery. Our friends at Window Nation, as well as Jiffy Lube, putting us back out on the road so we can eat proper crab cakes. Although, you know, it took a little bit of a respite. I don't know if they had a whole lot of crab cakes during the month of February. John Martin joins us now. He is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and gaming, and of course, our podcast foil and segue expert as all things. I will segue to you and say, hey, you know, it's almost March, right? I mean, it's almost baseball season, right?
It is. It is. So much happens in March, right? The madness is on the horizon. The opening day, which is now in March.
I mean, that's so weird. That's
March.
Weird.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean,
Super Bowl in February. I'm still getting used to that. I mean,
wow.
All of this is a little different, right?
You know why, Nestor? Because we're old. We don't like
March
change.
Madness always ended in April. So what I mean?
Not always.
Well, all right. Usually it did.
Yeah,
but anyway.
Yeah,
because opening day was always the day that the championship was played. So it was like
exactly.
April 2nd, April 3rd, April Fool's, all that. And now, like, we have the Ides of March. You
have
things going on in March, though. Very important thing, right?
We have lots of things going on in March. First and foremost, it is March, as it has been now for several years, is Problem Gambling Awareness Month. And through all of our entities, whether that be casino properties, sports wagering, lottery, we are very forward facing and making sure people are aware of what resources are available and how they can play responsibly and manage their entertainment dollars, whether it be buying lottery tickets, enjoying a casino experience, or putting a buck or two on that March Madness tournament. It's going to be all the rage. Hey, speaking of tournament type things, that wasn't a tournament thing, but I have to just, where's my Cleveland stuff?
You're not wearing it today. No need for it.
Last night, which of course would have been several nights ago by the time somebody hears this, what a game ender. It was the Mavericks and the Cavaliers, the Mavs Cavs, and a 60-foot plus three-pointer buzzer beater puts it in the win column for the Cleveland team.
There was something that showed up on my, I guess it's X now, we're not calling it the Twitter thing anymore,
right,
where a guy said I had a 15-team parlay and I lost on that shot. So it's like, I don't know why that popped up this morning, but certainly it was sort of this crazy ending. And I guess we get a lot of crazy endings around here. Like the crazy ending for me, and I keep waiting for this, and I've been talking about this since I've known you, is when the jackpot for Mega Millions or for Powerball bangs in this week at maybe 700 million, maybe 500 million on the other side. The numbers are getting really large, so large that it takes up a lot of oxygen in the lottery space here the next couple of days, because somebody's going to hit it big. And as my wife always says, it's always somebody in California or Minnesota. It's never anybody here. I said, one day John's going to have to get out of bed and get down and have the bright lights in front of the Royal Farms or the Wise, or maybe even Acostas, and say the big ticket was sold here in Sparrows Point.
You know, give me a couple minutes, because my right out of bed in the morning is not a good look. So give me a couple minutes to get ready before they turn on the bright lights. But she is correct. We have a combined $1 billion plus bonanza in the jackpot world over as we
all
speak.
All I could think is Dr. Evil when you say billion. So hats off to Mike Myers for that, right? But like
absolutely.
$1 billion, and I'm like,
absolutely,
that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money, because it's over 600 million as we speak, over 600 million on the Mega Millions side and over 400 million on the Powerball side. But you know what? We've got a couple other things right below that equally appealing here in the state of Maryland. Our multi-match game, $1.3 million. Now, once it starts getting over 1.3, it's like the little engine that could. It'll chug along, it'll chug along. So keep your eye on that. But 1.3 million as we talk about it going into next Thursday's drawing. And then we have a progressive jackpot game. You know, as you're well aware, we have our fast play tickets. And on our $30 VIP club ticket, the progressive jackpot now over $1.4 million. So that's a nice prize. Again, please know your odds, understand all of these games. These numbers sound very appealing and wonderful, but recognize the investment you're making, know the odds, understand the games, play responsibly, and get ahead of that March Problem Gambling Awareness Month and start in February with playing responsibly.
All right. Well, I'll get back to March because we're going to be on that all of March. And I want to talk about the 800 number and all that stuff. And we'll do that at length next week. But my wife said something to me, and I know we talked about this a couple weeks ago because she sees the signs and she is a player when the thing gets crazy, when the thing gets life altering for her. But she, you know, we started talking about winning $1 million. And I think I've told you this back in the very early days of Lotto, maybe 90s, early 90s, a high school chum of mine's family hit the $1 million thing. And they were like one of the very first ones. It was a big deal. The Dundalk Eagle was a headline and they won $1 million. And it wasn't, no offense to $1 million. It didn't feel like that. It felt like a lot of money, but then we did the math on it. The news did the story on it. It was like, well, it's sort of 50 grand a year for 20 years. Please do this responsibly, manage it. It's $1 million. It's even then. My wife said, how many people win $1 million? And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to ask John that. I'm not putting you on the spot now. It's just homework for you. But I bet there's more people in the state of Maryland in the lottery that have won $1 million last year, 2023 or whatever, than we know about. And it's still like a lot of money. I'm life-altering. It would be life-altering for almost anybody. But I don't know that like you can automatically retire. The dude set up your whole life on $1 million taxable in 2024. But it's still $1 million. And I'm thinking like it's probably hundreds of people, maybe, or am I wrong?
Hundreds in the state of Maryland. I'd have to do the research, but tell
I
you
want
what,
you too. Yes.
You get our week winners review sent to your doorstep there. We had $2 million winners last week.
Right. There you go.
So and because, again, the jackpot prizes obviously are a big part of that. But you know what? These scratch off tickets, the $20, $30, $50 tickets, are all $1 million, $2 million, $5 million prizes. So, any more, those things are certainly more attainable than they were. But yeah, that's a nice little exercise. I'll get somebody here on that. But I would say on an annual basis, it's certainly dozens. Is it 100? Probably not. But it's probably 50 or so.
You always say know your odds, and this is where I start to like. I'm not the mathematician, but I'll play one on the radio where I say to my wife, well, you spent $20 trying to win $1 billion, right? I would say to her, like, the odds have got to be a whole lot better to play one of the scratch-offs that you're teaching me about a little bit, because it's the reason people play, and you have progressives and all these other things. You probably get a chance of winning $1 million, and you'd still feel really good if you won $1 million. I keep thinking that about her. John Martin is here. He is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery Gaming. They bring it on. We give out tickets. We do crab cake tours. We try to have a little bit of fun here, but the amount of fun that we've had over the course of time, and listen, I'm a sports guy at heart. I'm doing all these numbers and research about our sports numbers, how many people click on us with Ravens and Orioles and all that. You have the same experience being branded with the Raven scratch-off, with Home Run Riches, with Barbara Jean last year. But you had your big thing last week, and we got together right before it. It was on Wednesday. Sometimes you do it on the field. I know you did it in the auditorium, and I saw the video on, and I saw Doug talking about it. But the big, big Ravens winner tickets – for life, for 20 years. Feels like life for me anyway. But you had your celebration last week, and that's kind of cool too.
It was a lot of fun, and we really enjoy this part. It's the payoff, as you said, for months and months of Ravens football and people engaged with both our $5 and $2 scratch-off tickets, following week to week with various promotions, some of them lucky enough to be on the field during the game for our pass for cash promotion, others winning experiential prizes, like the trip to Jacksonville this season. So all in all, but the grand prize in all of this is season tickets for 20 years. And this year's lucky winner, Thomas Humphreys from Nottingham, who, you know, it's great when we have winner stories like this. You can go to mdlottery.com and watch the video and read the story if you haven't seen it. I mean, here's a guy who has fond memories of going to Memorial Stadium with his uncle and watching the Colts as a young lad. And now he has a
these
a
Colts
young
right
daughter.
Here, the Baltimore Colts, the Baltimore Colts, right?
Exactly.
I think it's the only thing I have left in my whole world that has Baltimore Colts on it, but I'm still quite proud of it.
And now he's the proud parent of a young daughter, and he's looking at making those memories that he's cherished and remembered as a youngster himself, now with his daughter, with his wife, for the next 20 years. And those are the feel good types of stories. That's when you say, okay, it's a good win. It's a good story. We hope they have a lot of success and enjoy it. And it's good to see people like Tom Humphreys win a prize like that.
Now, this is where, like, Nestor and Dundalk fan Nestor says, what kind of seats do they get?
You know, I should know that. And I
don't know. I don't know either. I'm sure they're probably pretty good seats. They're putting them up in the corners, but you know, for me and those kind of memories with my dad, can I do a plug in the middle of your segment? Cause it's the same story that you just gave. And it reminds me of my father. My father's birthday is March 5th. So every year, March 5th, we've celebrated, man, the first 20 years on radio, I would have people call for 4 hours on my show and cry and talk about their fathers. And I would have celebrities talking about their fathers and different people. So I'm releasing the book on my father that I wrote back in 2006 on my love of baseball next week. So my stories of my love and how I obtained this book, this was a legitimate 1977 Christmas gift from my parents from Sears. This is a legit belt buckle that I've had my whole life, that of my childhood love of sports. And it still passes on. It's a beautiful thing when you create the next memory, when somebody can talk about that. And you know, 5 years from now, he's going to be in those seats every game, right? And have those memories. And that's really what you're selling, really, is that experiential thing.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And those are the things that make it different and make it unique. You know, it's not just a scratch off win. It's something that really instills, in this case, 20 years of memories to be made. So we wish them well. And, you know, you can make a lot of memories with a lot less. We have people who are winners every day. Go to mdlottery.com. I love this story. February, you know, there was a Valentine's Day in February. We may have missed it. I hope our wives.
No. I did it up nice. We had a nice meal. It was beautiful. Yes.
Good. But we have an individual from Silver Spring who, don't get ahead of me on this one, won twice, wink, wink, on Valentine's Day. The first time was he came home with a lovely bottle of wine for a romantic evening with his wife, gets a pick five ticket, plays his license plate number. We've talked about that before.
I don't know my license plate number every
time.
Well,
you better get it.
I park in Towson. I got to put it. I always take a picture of it every time.
Yes.
Because I know it begins with a 4 and a 7, but you know, if you don't get it right, you get the parking wrong. So you got to get it right.
And if you don't get it right, you might not win $50,000 as this Silver Spring resident did. So a double winner for Valentine's Day, had a nice romantic evening, bottle of wine with his wife, and then $50,000 winner as well.
That's lovely. Did you see what I did there? Lovely.
Yeah, I get that. I get
John Martin. See, I laugh at your jokes. You got to start laughing at mine. John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery. Again, you got any more winter stories for me? Because we talked about winters here a little bit. I do want to get back and talk about March a little bit.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And we talk about, I love this because, you know, in Maryland, and you can go to mdlottery.com to see these stories, we allow winners to claim prizes anonymously. More states are doing that every year, but right now it's still the minority of states that do that. But we make it interesting and fun. So people come in here, we've got feather boas, we've got hats, we've got shenanigans, anything that they want to do to help, you know, maybe masquerade themselves as well as hiding behind a check. But then they also come up with these new names. They have personas that come out of nowhere and without
revealing
their name.
Some of them are like CB handles, right? A little bit. Yeah.
Right. So the winner of, let's see, this is a Waldorf woman who won $100,000 on our $10, $100,000 crossword game, uses the handle Bout Time. So she's calling herself Bout Time, and she has finally won the a top prize of $100,000.
I think that's a statement, John, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, probably, I think it is. I didn't take it personally. I mean, it wasn't an indictment of us necessarily, but
a little explanation, you know,
Then we had a woman in Suitland who was on a shopping spree, decided to get her lottery ticket before shopping. Now, here's a public service announcement. Do your shopping first and then get your lottery ticket. Because
spoken
in this instance,
like a good, executive director of all things. I mean, that's true, right?
Because in this case, the woman did her shopping for lottery tickets first, ended up winning the top prize on our winning seven ticket, which is $57,777. Verified it on her app when it said, please go see John Martin at the lottery. Got so excited, forgot about shopping that day, went immediately home to tell her husband.
I try to tell people, if it says CMD lottery, that means something really good has happened here.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know what, that's, but again, be prepared for winning experiences all the time. Just get your shopping done ahead of that so that you can get both things. Are you a big list person? Ba-bam, ba-bam, ba-bam.
That's all I have are lists. Yeah. I mean, like literally, I have two different color pens to make lists.
Oh, that, nice.
John, this is like an entrepreneurial endeavor here at WNST and Baltimore Positive. So last thing for you, and we'll talk more about this next week. March, we talk about problem gambling. I saw the Saturday Night Live skit last week, and we could talk about that next week as well. We'll have you react to that, give you a week to think about that. But I think about it all the time because I've known people with gambling issues and problems. So, I mean, specifically, there are five humans in my life that I could say, and all of them, once this thing came online, I'm like, oh boy, you know, and I wonder percentage wise, a couple of them aren't in my life anymore. The folks that I've known that I know they're alive and well, but I'm like, I hope they're okay. What happens when you call the number? I mean, that's my big question is that what happens at that point? Because I know a couple of people that if I could dial a number on them, I would have done it 10 years. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, and now that it can be so private and I know the app tells you to slow down. I know there's all sorts of things, including what you're trying to do for the next month, which is just people who have a problem need to make a call and get help. And we knew this when it was coming online and we knew that the state was going to be behind this effort. But I often wonder what that moment is. And that's for anyone with any kind of problem, alcohol, drugs, any sort of addiction problem. That moment they call, what do they find when they get there? Because I think that makes all the difference in the world.
Well, first, I should stress a couple of things. The 1-800-GAMBLER is not a number that comes here to the Maryland Lottery. It goes to a hotline, if you will, that's supported by the University of Maryland Center of Excellence on Problem Gambling. So these are people who are skilled and well aware of resource availability and speaking to people with addictive behaviors and just starting the conversation. I should also stress that these are people who are not anti-gambling or anti-lottery. These are people who want to make sure that people are experiencing their gaming responsibly, making informed decisions, playing within their means. They're not trying to convince someone to stop playing. So they are very fortunate to have peer-to-peer counselors. So if the situation warrants it, you'll be in touch if you choose to call that number and seek help. And the help is free for Maryland residents. You may talk to someone who has been there, who's walked that same journey and battled the addictive behaviors for gambling and come through that process and reformed their lives. So it is very welcoming. It is a service that we support and endorse. Because again, we want people at the end of the day to play responsibly, enjoy it as entertainment, recognize what their limitations are, what they can and can't do, and be able to come back the next day, the next week, the next month, and continue to enjoy it as an entertainment option.
And my wife does enjoy playing when she plays, right? So, I mean, and it's, it, you know, we play within our means. And I would say that for anybody gambling anything, I've always stressed that as trying to be the grown-up in the room around here. John Martin is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We'll talk about it all month long. I'll let it lie with that because I'll have some follow-up on that. And I know you have more information you want to get out. And I might even want to have some of these folks on that do this work. And it was always my understanding that these were folks who had a problem gambling. So I would make a great guest for me as well, certainly ahead of March Madness in the baseball season where baseball has become a fun thing to be involved in as well on the gaming side. John, I appreciate you. I hope you get a nice early wake up at some point this weekend where you have to run out to some, if Cumberland because somebody won. I actually hope it's in Dundalk because I'm a hometown guy, but I hope that we win one of the big jackpots this week.
Well, I hope so too. And again, I hope I have enough time to get out of my Spider-Man pajamas and put on a suit and a tie to
clean up
look
nice.
The part.
Don't worry about it. You're going to look very happy because we all want this to happen here in Maryland. My wife can say, I know the guy down the street that won. John, I'll see you next week, bud. Be well.
Thank you.
John Martin, he is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery Gaming. We're getting a Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. I have the 10 times the cash tickets. Telling everybody out there to do all of these things very, very responsibly, including eating your crab cakes and getting ready. We're going to be doing some Fadley's Fridays on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Back for more on Baltimore Positive right after this.